Hey, scientists, how critical is pure water to you? In this new podcast, Lab Water Stories Unfiltered, we at Millipore Sigma look closer at this often overlooked lab essential. Tune in as experts drop tips and insights not found in textbooks, taken from their work with MilliQ Lab Water Solutions. Lab Water Stories Unfiltered. Find it wherever you get your podcasts. Millipore Sigma is the U.S. and Canada life science business of Merck KGaA Darmstadt, Germany.
A warm Wednesday across the area. Temperatures topping out in the upper 70s to low 80s this afternoon. And with offshore winds for a good part of the day, that means even the beaches will be warm, at least into the mid to upper 70s for a while before the sea breeze tries to overwhelm that west wind a little bit by late in the afternoon. But way above average temperatures, nearly 10 degrees above average, and certainly within shouting distance of the record highs today, which for Jacksonville is 83 degrees. Now, if you're traveling, it's a different story. It's really quite stormy across the country, but in our little corner of the world, or at least our little corner of the U.S., we're in really good shape over the next few days. But high winds today across the Great Lakes region will affect Chicago and Indianapolis and Cincinnati and Cleveland and Pittsburgh. So airport delays there. Rain will move into the northeastern part of the country, and snow is occurring, heavy snow early this morning in Minneapolis. Some delays there, and another storm is moving into the Rocky Mountains and affecting the West Coast too today. So there's quite a bit of travel trouble in at least at the airports. And of course, that can have a ripple effect even to our area where the weather's very, very nice. So call ahead, check ahead, obviously. And just the volume of traffic alone is potentially problematic enough. And then the weak cool front stretching from that storm that's right now moving across the Great Lakes region will reach our area tonight. And it will filter in some cooler air for tomorrow and Friday, but still really very pleasant. Your Thanksgiving day will start out with temperatures in the 50s. It'll be partly sunny through the day, topping out 70 to 75 inland in the mid to upper 60s at the beaches. That's just a little bit above average, but really very nice. Much the same story for Friday. Black Friday shoppers can expect 50s early in the morning, and then temperatures in the lower 70s in the afternoon. Tendency again to be several degrees at least cooler at the beaches as winds will be coming off the Atlantic, where water temperatures are now in the mid 60s. And then we warm up again over the weekend, but not for long, as a strong cold front will be approaching. A very mild and a very nice Saturday. Temperatures will soar well into the 70s area wide. Sunday will be warm. Partly sunny skies in the morning, temperatures quickly warming to around 80 degrees by early afternoon, and then clouds will increase and thicken from the west, and some late afternoon and evening showers will move from west to east. It does appear that most of those showers right now will be in the evening hours, but it'll be close. May have some activity in the late afternoon and possibly a rumble of thunder. It does not look like a whole lot of rain, just simply because it's a pretty fast-moving front, so the rain is not going to last particularly long. But once that front comes through some much colder air for the new work week early next week, and we may see some inland frost in a couple of spots west of I-95 early next week. We'll, of course, keep you updated on that weather situation, but it's a pretty decent front Sunday night. So for all the activities this week, of course, we have Thanksgiving tomorrow, mild day with onshore winds at the beaches, so cooler. Same thing for Friday, and shoppers will be just fine weather-wise for Black Friday. Saturday, we have FSU playing at the Gators in Gainesville. It's an evening game, fair to partly cloudy skies, a warm day. Tailgaters will have temperatures up around 80 degrees during the afternoon, but falling quickly through the 70s and 60s during the evening hours. So really a nice evening for football in Gainesville. And then the Jags play 1 p.m. Sunday afternoon back home, finally. Expect partly cloudy sky. Game time temperatures close to 80 degrees, quite warm. And if you're sitting especially on the east side of the stadium with that sun in your face, that's going to be a pretty warm football game. You want the sunglasses and even some sunscreen. Now, as we get through the second half, clouds will increase, so the temperatures will likely level off a little bit, and there will be those approaching showers that at this point look to be mostly after 4 p.m., which would be about the end of the football game, but something to keep an eye on, and then the rain moves in very late afternoon and into the evening hours. Have a great, safe, and happy Thanksgiving with all your weather all the time. I'm Chief Meteorologist Mike Burrish from the CBS 47 at Fox 30 Action News, Jack's First Alert Weather Center for News 104.5. WOKV.
Hey, scientists, how critical is pure water to you? In this new podcast, Lab Water Stories Unfiltered, we at Millipore Sigma look closer at this often overlooked lab essential. Tune in as experts drop tips and insights not found in textbooks, taken from their work with MilliQ Lab Water Solutions. Lab Water Stories Unfiltered. Find it wherever you get your podcasts. Millipore Sigma is the U.S. and Canada life science business of Merck KGaA Darmstadt, Germany.